This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will hold a workshop today on ways to reduce the cost of housing developments. The workshop will cover things like zoning, parking requirements, subdivision ordinances, and city programs. The City Council will also hear in six public hearings about special assessments. The fees go for new pavements, sidewalks, water mains, and storm drains. City Manager Mark Roloff says they're still looking at a transportation utility fee to cover improvement costs, but in the meantime, homeowners are getting bills for thousands of dollars. Tomorrow, the Oshkosh Community YMCAs will celebrate National Senior Health and Fitness Days. It's a free event for anyone over the age of 55. Both YMCAs, the 20th Avenue and the downtown, are offering wellness centers, pools for open and lap swims, group exercise, walking and running, and of course a senior favorite, pickleball. Page 2, the Oshkosh Food Co-op is having its first annual meeting on Wednesday. Members will get an update on how the downtown grocery store has been doing financially over its first few months in operation. The Oshkosh School Board is expected to raise one fee and maybe drop another this week. The cost of driver's education will increase from $325 to $375. The board may also drop music fees that include instruments, uniforms, and competition, that in hopes of getting more kids to try music in the future. Starting next week, area nonprofit agencies can start applying for grants to the Oshkosh Area United Way. United Way says their programs support one out of every three Oshkosh residents. Just in time for the holiday weekend, gasoline prices at Oshkosh are up again, now ranging anywhere from $4.16 a gallon to $4.24 a gallon. That is a record high. In sports, the Wisconsin Glow are back. They opened their season with a couple of wins over the weekend. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again on the Chamber website on Thursday of this week.